And now, we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. Jack Flanders has returned from the horrors of the maze through the underground passageway that runs beneath the maze and into the inside walls of the mansion. As we join Jack, he finds a doorway and is about to step out of the walls into the inner rooms of the mansion when he hears the faint sound of a harpsichord. He changes his mind and continues down the narrow passageway inside the walls. He passes an occasional piece of furniture, mirrors with heavy gold leaf Baroque Rococo frames, and paintings of royal dandies and ladies captured and frozen in paint forever, damned to hang there and smile and stare at nothing but the back of an opposite wall. This is the world of the Madonna Vampira, who lives within the walls of Inverness.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind which one you are. I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, there whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you.
You judge my paintings most unjustly.
Oh, they're all right.
Oh, they're all right. Do you have any taste at all, Mr. Flanders?
Well, Miss Madonna Vampira, I would say I have lots. It's just that, well, this one, for example. I mean, look at her.
You think there never was a person who looked like that?
Not possibly. Well, no one can wear a mask like that without falling over with the weight of the thing.
What if I told you that that painting is of me?
Bull.
It is.
Double bull.
I understand why you say that.
Well, sure, she's about 15 years older than you are, and there's nothing about her that even faintly resembles you. Well, maybe there's some... Hey, you aren't hypnotizing me or anything, right?
Right. No spells.
Well, it's just that the eyes... They aren't as dark as yours, but... Oh, yeah, how did I miss that? Wow. Sure, there's a resemblance. Hey, was she some royal relative from way back?
No, that was me.
Was you?
You aren't afraid to die, are you, Mr. Flanders?
I don't know. Being around this place has kept me so busy avoiding being killed that I haven't had much time to think about it.
Dying is such a natural thing. It's as natural as being born. As natural as going to the toilet.
Well, you can't get much more natural than that.
Naturally.
Most of all, I want your one embrace.
Over here is another painting of me.
When was that done?
1740.
Oh. Was that a good year?
Not really. And here's one of my favorites.
When was that one done?
1831.
How did you grow such a big beard?
I was a sea captain.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the right thing to do.
And over here I was, as you said, a dandy. I recited poetry and led a most charming, rich life.
What's that vintage?
16-something. I've never gotten the date of the portrait exact.
Well, looks like you've been around for a long time.
So have you.
Well, not quite that long.
Longer.
No, it's odd, but you don't look that old.
I keep being reborn.
Oh, I see. In other words, you believe in all that hocus pocus.
Don't you? I mean, deep down, don't you?
Oh, what a night.
Deep down, no. Hey, this one's familiar.
It's Lord Jowls.
You weren't him, too, were you?
Lady Jowls gave me the painting.
Did you know him?
Lord Jowls was the last of the Renaissance men. He could paint, recite poetry, compose music. He was an adventurer, a very complete man.
Where did he make his mistake?
Hmm?
Well, he disappeared.
He chose to disappear.
Forever and ever.
You seem to know more about this than... I'm surprised.
He was supposed to return.
My, my, my. For such a dull, conservative person, you do have flashes of brightness.
Where did Lord Gels go, and why didn't he return?
No one knows why he didn't return. Maybe he liked it there.
Jack?
Yes, little Frida?
After dinner, we are going to present a play.
Oh, okay. Is it time for dinner?
Just about. You can find your way out of there all right?
Yep.
Okie dokie. Bye.
That anemic little midget.
I wonder what the play's about.
Oh, you'll love it, I'm certain. Little Frida set it up especially for you. It's her first play.
How did you come to know all this?
You forget. I live in the walls. I hear everything.
Well, that's true. What's the play about?
It's about you.
Me? Well, how's that?
I can't reveal the exciting ending. But the beginning is entitled The Great and Vainglorious Past Lives of Jack Flanders, Here and Now.
Past lives? Mine? Me? Bull.
Stick around. You'll see.
Do you come from? Tell me who you are. Do you come from another world or from some distant star?
Hey kids, get a pencil and paper ready for a special offer that'll be coming up at the end of this exciting episode.
And now, we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. The whole family is seated in the great living room of the Inverness mansion. Lady Jowls, Chief Wampum, Meanie Eeny, Dr. Missoula, the Madonna Vampira, Little Frida, Old Far-Seeing Art, Wham Bam Shazam, Jack, and Jives the butler.
It's good to have the whole family together, to be seated in a circle, hand in hand, joy in our hearts.
Ah, let's get on with it.
Patience, Meanie Eeny. Tonight, we will all venture into the unknown. The unknown which was once known. Into but a few of the dozens and hundreds of lives we have led in the past. Hopefully, we will recognize some of the people here in this room. They may have been parents, they may have been lovers, they may have been milkmen. If you are a woman now, then in a past life you may find you are a man or a young boy. Little Frida, you may start the metronome. Some of you have already explored these lives. Tonight, we will cross-reference everyone in this room, when and where we knew them in the past. With this information, we may be able to discern a pattern in our lives. Also, we will use the energy from our past lives to improve ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually. Now, relax. What you are hearing is a metronome with alpha frequencies. As you relax, your heartbeat will adjust itself to this pulse. This is not hypnosis. You will be conscious of everything going on around you at all times. Most of you have done this so you can go directly into your past lives. Those of you that have not, will extend themselves a few inches through the bottom of their feet. Now, back to normal. Now, extend yourselves about 1 foot. Now, back to normal. Now, through the top of the head. Now, back to normal. Now, extend yourselves through your legs, arms, face, chest, head. Blow yourselves up like a balloon. Now, back to normal. Now come down quickly into another lifetime. Set your feet down gently but firmly. Look at your feet and see what you are wearing.
Buckles. Black shoes with buckles.
Continue up. Look at your stockings, your dress or trousers, your shirt, finally, your hat. What does your face look like? Do you have a beard? Where are you standing? What do you hear? Are there other people there? What is going on? Where are you? Do you know what country? What is your name? Ask questions. Questions.
I'm standing in the street. It's Paris. Maybe the turn of the century. I have some paintings under my arm, and I'm going somewhere. I'm walking down the street. I'm going into a gallery. There's someone I know. A collector. His name is Victor. Victor Leblanc, something like that. I'm holding out each painting. There are four of them. One is a bridge over the Seine. At night, lights reflecting off the black water. It's a warm painting. It's pretty good. The next is a landscape. Pastels. The next is a young woman. Rather pretty. She's... Oh, my God. That's the Madonna Vampira. What is she? It's her, all right. Not the same as now, but yes. Yes, it's her. Now I can see myself in my studio when I painted the portrait. Her name is Juliet. We are in love, I think.
Now move yourself along 1 year. See where you are, what you are doing. Is there anyone from this life that you recognize?
Strange. It's old, far-seeing art. Well, how can that... Yes, yes, it's him, all right. A different face completely, but that's him.
You can return to that lifetime whenever you choose, but now come down in another lifetime. Look at your feet. What do you see?
My feet... My feet are bare. There's bracelets around the ankles. I'm dancing. It's in the center of a circle, in a village. There are huts. I have small breasts. I'm a girl. My skin is black.
We'll move along quickly now.
It's England. Late 1700s, I think.
Move along now.
Now I'm really getting pretty old. Now I'm in the hospital. My chest. Something not too good there. I'm not too healthy. I'm dying. Now I'm alone. Just floating. No body. It's dark. I feel all right, though.
Now you are going to be born to your present-day parents.
There they are. They're so much younger, and they're happy. My mother is pregnant, about 5 months. I'm outside her body, hanging around, waiting to be born, waiting to enter. I'll move ahead 1 month. I'm about 3 feet away from my mother, but where I could move about in the room before and outside, now I can't go any further away from my mother than 3 feet. I can't leave her. That's because I'll be born soon.
Okay, kids, here's an exciting offer, and it's absolutely free. It's as free as the wind and the trees and the flowers, and that's pretty free. 'Cause if you'd like to regress yourself and your friends into past lives, just like Jack Flanders has done, send a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Regression, ZBS Media, RD1, Flat Edward, New York, 12828, and we'll send you this easy method.
Also, as long as you're writing, let us know if you like this Fourth Tower serial thing.
That's a stamped self-addressed envelope to Regression, ZBS Media, RD1, Flat Edward, New York, 12828. And it'll blow your mind, kids, because it actually works. And that's the truth.
The Fourth Tower is produced by ZBS Media.